For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU men's hockey team back at home this weekend. They'll take on the Bulldogs from Ferris State, joined by Owen Sillinger. Became just the 10th BSU Division I player ever to hit 100 career points. Owen, congratulations.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it.
What does 100 mean to you?
What does 100 mean to me? I mean, it's an attribute to myself, but also the school. I mean, looking at the big picture, I've learned so many things from, you know, my coaching staff and my teammates, and, you know, it's a surreal kind of moment, but, I mean, at the end of the day, it's just kind of another milestone that's kind of going forward. I think when you look at the big picture, we got, as a team, a lot more things to accomplish, and, we're looking forward to it.
When you think that BSU has played Division I hockey now for well over two decades, and you're just the 10th guy, that tells you how hard this is. Do you ever think you'd get there?
I mean, it's not one of those things you come into thinking about. Honestly, you just try to get better year after year after year and just kind of soak it in and, you know, just take every day in. But I mean, honestly, no, I didn't think so. I mean, I'm happy I did. It's great and all, but looking forward to get going here. So
what aspect of your game are you the most proud of?
I think honestly, everything. I'm happy where my game's at right now. Physically, I feel good. I think my skating's gotten a lot better. I'm happy with my shooting. Honestly, everything on the bench, leading. I'm really happy where our team's at and myself's at right now.
You guys jumped out to a 3-0 lead last Friday. That doesn't happen in that building very darn often. You knew that the rest of that game and certainly last Saturday was going to be a dogfight. How does knowing that and actually having to go through it and play through it, how's that different?
I mean, yeah, it happened really fast. That in that game, that building's tough built rink to play in. I mean, when we got up in the 3-0 lead, we just we tried to, you know, just keep things going. We try to keep it simple. I mean, yeah, they had a little bit of a comeback there, but I mean, that's going to happen and stuff like that in that rink. But we just, you know, we stayed focused in between periods, and you know, we kept it tight knit on the bench, and we just kept pushing through.
It was certainly an important goal, the one that got you 100 career points. But to me, the next one that tied it up, 6-on-4, power play, extra attacker. I'm still not sure how Elias Rosen got that thing through. How do you like the execution of your team in that kind of a situation, that kind of a tight game?
Yeah, coming down the stretch here, it's going to be important to obviously, you know, execute and capitalize when we can. And I think that we've been showing that as of late. And yeah, like you said, when Rosie gets the puck, you know, we all got a lot of confidence in him, and I'm happy he took the shot because odds are it's going to go in. So he did a great job.
You guys have been playing pretty well as of late. Come crunch time, you're playing a lot at home too. How important is it to keep this going, and how do you do it?
Oh, we can't overlook anything. We got to approach every day, you know, every day is important, like you said. So, I mean, Friday, we'll worry about Friday, and then Saturday, we'll worry about Saturday. But we know the Ferris State's going to come in to compete. So they're going to work hard, and we're ready for them. So can't wait.
Owen, congratulations. Best of luck this week.
Thanks, Schultz. Appreciate it.